Well, over the weekend, hundreds of Turkish troops took part in an overnight operation into neighboring Syria to evacuate dozens of soldiers guarding a historic Ottoman tomb. They also removed remains amid fears the shrine was threatened by militants from the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS. The mission was the first such major military incursion by Turkey since the Syrian war began nearly 4 years ago. And since then, more than 200,000 people have been killed, many more wounded. Syria's hospitals are overwhelmed trying to treat the injured, but some of them are being cared for in a surprising place, Israel, which shares a border with Syria. The BBC's Paul Adams reports.
Okay. This is the scar of the operation, so...
A two-hour drive, but a world away from the battlefields of Syria, Mohammed is getting ready to go home.
Everything is okay. Everything is closed. No infection.
My name is Mohammed. I'm from Dera in Syria. We were working on the farm when we saw a missile hit. We fell on the ground, and I saw I was injured. My jaw was on my stomach. I was still conscious. Then I heard people say, "He's dead. Treat the others." Then I passed out.
Mohammed was unconscious for 2 days, but the race was on to save his life. Someone drove him to the Israeli border, where, according to a procedure now increasingly familiar, he was picked up by the Israeli army and rushed to Rambam Hospital in Haifa. There, Dr. Yoav Lysa describes what he saw.
The entrance wound was very small, but the exit was quite large, and there was nothing left. All the bone was taken out, most of it. So he tried to save as much as possible, and as much as possible soft tissue, which is the most important part in the reconstruction, the later reconstruction.
That was 3 months ago, but not only did the doctors at Rambam save Mohammed's life and stitch up his ravaged face, they also performed something that has never been done before in Israel. They gave him a brand new titanium lower jaw made to measure on a 3D printer. Professor Adi Rachmiel is head of oral and maxillofacial surgery at Rambam.
You see, this is a titanium specific and to this patient to fit to the upper jaw and to fit to his dimension. It's an implant specific for him.
But what did Mohammed make of all this? Blown up in Syria and patched up in a country he's always thought of as the enemy, to be feared.
The first time I heard I'm in Israel, it was very strange to me. I was scared at first. But after a day or two, I saw that they were treating me even better than at my own home.
Syrian patients started arriving in Israel soon after the war began. They're now a common sight in hospitals like Rambam, which has seen more than 300. Throughout Israel, the figure is now 1,500. Dr. Lysa again.
We as people don't really see the politics. We are beyond that. We are over that, let's say. I think that the nation, the people, Israelis, Palestinians, Syrians, we can get along just fine. The thing that are disturbing us is the politicians, not us.
Mohammed is off for his final X-ray, merging among the patients thronging the bustling corridors of this busy hospital. The doctors want to see him back in 6 months' time to fit teeth to his new jaw. Not many Syrians have come here twice.
Does it feel a bit strange to be saying goodbye to him today?
Yes, we're kind of connected now. He's a nice person. He's a very nice person. So it will be hard for us to say goodbye. He's like part of the house now. But hopefully we can see him tomorrow in 6 months from now. If somebody is hearing that, help.
Well, if you drive about an hour and a half west from Haifa, you come to this place, the windswept Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. I can see minefields in front of me, in the distance the fence, and beyond that the towns and villages of Syria. It was here that Mohammed arrived 3 months ago, unconscious and barely clinging to life. Now, thanks to a miracle of modern science, he's heading back to give his family the surprise of their lives. And until the war over there ends, many, many other wounded Syrians will be looking to make the same unlikely journey.
The situation in Syria isn't good, but it's home. It's where my family is. I'll do my best to come back and finish my treatment here. I'll ask the authorities how to return. If I have to, I'll walk.
That report from the BBC's Paul Adams in Haifa, Israel.